Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Ultimate Savings Challenges Book by Aurora Publishing is a practical money-saving workbook built around interactive cash saving trackers rather than traditional financial advice. Positioned in the personal finance and self-help space, it offers a collection of savings challenges that range from small starting points to much larger goals, with amounts spanning from $50 to $20,000. The book is designed to help readers turn saving into a repeatable habit by breaking larger goals into manageable daily or weekly actions. Its format is highly visual. Users track progress by filling in or coloring icons as they set money aside. This makes the book less about theory and more about behavior change, offering a structured way for readers to stay accountable while working toward emergency funds, sinking funds, or other personal targets. The result is a simple but adaptable tool for people who want a clearer, more engaging method of saving. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a savings workbook built around interactive cash challenges. The central idea of the book is not to teach budgeting in a broad sense, but to provide a set of interactive saving challenges that readers can complete one step at a time. That makes it different from a conventional finance book, which might focus on theory, planning, or investment strategy. Here, the emphasis is on action, choosing a challenge, setting aside money, and visually marking progress. This structure matters because saving often fails when goals feel too abstract or too distant. By turning saving into a series of concrete tasks, the book lowers the psychological barrier to starting. The challenge format also supports users who prefer a physical, hands-on method over digital tools. Instead of relying on apps or spreadsheets, the reader works directly with the page, which can strengthen commitment through routine and visible evidence of progress. In that sense, the book functions as both a tracker and a behavioral prompt. Secondly, flexible savings targets designed for different budgets and goals. One of the book's main strengths is its wide range of savings amounts, from relatively small challenges to much larger targets. That spread gives the book broad usability, because readers can choose a challenge that matches their current financial situation instead of forcing a one-size-fits-all plan. Someone with a tight budget may start with smaller increments, while a reader saving for a major purchase or reserve fund can work toward larger totals over time. This flexibility is important because many savings tools fail when they assume every user has the same disposable income. The book's range allows the same format to serve both short-term and long-term aims. It can help build emergency savings, support specific purchases, or reinforce the habit of setting money aside consistently. In practical terms, the size variety also makes the book reusable, since readers can return to different sections as their income, goals, or confidence change. Thirdly, daily and weekly pacing turns saving into a manageable routine. The book's daily and weekly trackers are significant because they convert saving from an occasional decision into a repeated routine. This pacing strategy is useful for people who struggle with large, irregular transfers that feel overwhelming. Instead of asking readers to save a big amount at once, the book divides the process into scheduled steps that are easier to absorb into everyday life. That design reflects a core principle of habit formation: small actions repeated consistently are often more sustainable than ambitious plans that depend on motivation alone. Daily and weekly challenges can also match common income rhythms, especially for people who manage money paycheck to paycheck. The timing element gives the reader a framework for discipline, while still allowing some choice in how to apply the challenge. This is why the book works as a habit-building tool as much as a savings tracker. It trains consistency, not just accumulation. Fourthly, visual progress tracking as a motivation device. A defining feature of the book is its use of visual progress markers, such as coloring icons after money is saved. This may seem simple, but it plays an important motivational role. Visual tracking makes progress visible, which is especially useful when financial goals are far away and easy to lose track of mentally. Seeing completed sections gives the reader a clearer sense of advancement than a balance alone might provide. It also adds a small reward loop. Each completed action produces a visible result, which can reinforce continued participation. The book's layout is therefore not just decorative. It is part of the savings method. For many users, that visual interaction can reduce the feeling that saving is only about restriction or sacrifice. Instead, it becomes a measurable process with clear milestones. This approach also helps readers stay engaged over time, which is important because savings plans often weaken when the early novelty fades. Lastly, a practical tool for emergency funds and disciplined financial habits. The book is best understood as a practical savings organizer for readers who want structure, rather than abstract financial commentary. Its most obvious use is for building emergency funds or setting aside money for predictable expenses. But the underlying value is broader. It encourages financial discipline through repeated, manageable action. That makes it suitable for readers who need a simple system to stop saving from remaining a vague intention. The format can also support sinking funds, holiday spending, or other specific goals that benefit from dedicated tracking. Compared with many books in the category, its distinction lies in the combination of variety, interactivity, and accessibility. It does not attempt to cover every aspect of personal finance. Instead, it focuses on one behavior and makes that behavior easier to repeat. For that reason, it is likely to appeal most to readers who learn by doing and who want a concrete, page-based method for organizing their savings efforts. In conclusion, Ultimate Savings Challenges book is well-suited for readers who want a hands-on, low-friction way to build saving habits. It will be most useful to people who prefer structured worksheets, visual tracking, and clear short-term actions over broad financial theory. The book can help beginners start saving without feeling overwhelmed, while also giving more experienced savers a flexible system for emergency funds, sinking funds, or other specific targets. Its practical benefit lies in simplifying the saving process into repeatable daily and weekly choices, which can improve consistency and accountability. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out because it is not simply a motivational money title or a generic budgeting guide. It is a challenge-based tracker with a wide range of savings amounts, making it adaptable to different incomes and goals. The interactive format also gives it a more tactile, engaging quality than app-based or advice-only alternatives. Readers who want a simple, visual, and reusable tool for saving money are the best match for this book. If you would like to support Aurora Publishing, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.